Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's now time for our daily tech and business report. Today we are joined by Bloomberg's Dina Bass. Dina, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So an AI bot has become one of the best defenses in the U.S. to prevent hacking. So what can you tell us about this bot? First of all, the question is, how do you pronounce it? Is it Xbo or Xbow?
Xbo.
Xbo. Okay. What is Xbo?
So Xbo is an AI that was built by a company by the same name. And what they're doing is they're trying to, build an AI tool that can function as a hacker. You talked about defense, but there's also, concept of security by offense. And what companies do is they pay people or they have their own employees to do something called penetration testing, or they operate things called red teams. And what happens in both of those scenarios is the hackers try to break into a company's software, a company's network, in order to find vulnerabilities so that the company can fix it before somebody with less good intentions finds the flaw.
It's like sneakers.
And so what? Yes, okay. Exactly. And so what Xbo is doing is using AI to try to automate that and make it possible to do it more earlier and more continuously. Because the problem with, that kind of penetration testing is it can be quite costly. And so what happens in a lot of cases is companies don't do it as often as they maybe should, or they only do it once a product has been released. The founder of Xbo is a gentleman who used to be an executive at GitHub named Uga Demore. What he's hoping is that by doing this via AI, companies can do these kinds of security checks more frequently and earlier stage, and that ultimately that will let companies kind of do a better job of defending their software. And what happened here was that, in order to test the Xbo AI, they had it function as a hacker on, testing different company systems on a platform called HackerOne. HackerOne basically allows companies to put their products and their networks up for security testing by hackers. People try to break into them and then report to the company what they have found and what flaws they found. The company verifies that it's accurate, that there is actually a problem. And if you, the hacker, have successfully found something in a company's product or network, you get reputation points. So the Xbo AI, for a lot of the past quarter, has been at the top of the U.S. leaderboard from HackerOne for successfully finding, a large number and significant, flaws in different companies' products. And you get different reputation points, both for successfully finding something and also for the severity of the things you've found.
Okay, so Xbo is helping the white hat hackers, if you will, the cybersecurity professionals, test vulnerabilities in companies. Do you know what companies have been probed or are using Xbo?
Sure. So two separate questions. Xbo will not comment on its current customer list. They're still a pretty young startup. They announced today that they just completed a Series B round of funding. So they won't tell us their customers except to say it's, some large financial services and tech companies. But in terms of companies where the Xbo AI found problems on the HackerOne HackerOne platform, those include, Amazon, Walt Disney, PayPal, Sony. There's a large number of, and people can actually go to HackerOne and look at the leaderboard and click on it, and you'll see some of the companies or all of the companies that they've successfully found problems with.
Okay. Well, one more use of AI, hopefully making these websites even more secure. But before you go, I'm sure that hackers are also using artificial intelligence to defeat some of these security systems. What can you tell us about that?
That's absolutely correct. Cybersecurity is nothing if not a game of whack-a-mole or cat and mouse, over whatever metaphor you want to use. Yes, hackers and well-financed hackers are also using AI in order to automate their own attacks to make it less complicated, faster, cheaper for them to probe products for the same security flaws. Damore, the founder of Expo, is, you know, acknowledged that, you know, there might be a period of chaos where not everybody is quite ready for the AI-powered attacks, but he believes that products like his will over time end us in a place where, the AI favors the defenders rather than the attackers who have nefarious intentions.
All right. Well, thank you for telling us all about Expo. That is Bloomberg's Dina Bash. Thanks again.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.